Let's hear about your 61-year-old lady, because I want to spend most of our time now talking about metastatic disease and new developments. So what happened with this lady?
So this woman actually was in another part of the United States when she originally was diagnosed with a breast cancer. She felt a mass in her breast a few years ago and then had a 2.1 centimeter high grade cancer, negative nodes, and triple negative. So she received standard adjuvant chemotherapy with dose-dense AC followed by paclitaxel and then radiation therapy because she had breast-conserving surgery, appropriately so. It's interesting, you know, would we now give that patient neoadjuvant therapy? I have to say, for triple negative disease, I really like to give neoadjuvant therapy, just like HER2 positive breast cancer, for any tumor that's 2 centimeters or greater, and maybe even the, some of the T1Cs, you know, because you could maybe use the more of the non-anthracycline-based regimen if they have a great response. So, you know, 2015, maybe a different approach. Now, if I could see a patient like that, even though they have surgically accessible disease, I would really consider doing neoadjuvant therapy versus adjuvant.
And, you know, a lot of people, I think there's been already a major trend shift towards, you know, we did a big project looking at this in terms of HER2 positive and triple negative using neoadjuvant therapy. The surgeons like it because it gives them a better chance to get good margins. You can maybe avoid axillary dissection, a lot of advantages. But now you have a new model out there in terms of the Catherine trial and HER2 positive disease, really pushing people to use neoadjuvant because now it gives you the post-op ammunition, a different ammunition in T-DM1. And maybe, do you think that could be the way we'll end up evolving in triple negative disease as these new agents come into practice?
I hope so. I think that, you know, we have two ways of trying to modify treatment based on response, and that's our only chance. You know, it really is. And, you know, look at the huge data from Catherine, so impressive, really changed practice right away in the U.S. But we also have CREATE-X for triple negative disease, where the subset of patients who had triple negative disease had the improved overall survival. And, you know, although I think most of us think of capecitabine as not being our favorite drug in triple negative breast cancer, the data has really changed the standard of care all around the world because, you know, the patients live longer. You can't argue it with survival. So I think that we already have data in triple negative disease. The other thing is that it may be that we can alter therapy, although we need to prove that still, in the neoadjuvant setting based on response. So if you have a sluggish response early, maybe going on and adding in different treatments will allow us to better individualize therapy for patients and not give everything to everybody. So, you know, I do think it's critical and it should already be incorporated into practice, but I think it will be even more so as we move forward.